Good morning. It's Sunday, March 6th, 2022. This is a second continuation meeting, actually, of the February meeting of the local station board, at which we're going to receive, hopefully verify and ratify the balloting that took place for delegate members on the P&B committees. And our this is Michael Novick speaking, the chair of the LSB. Our secretary, Ralph Hawkins, will call the roll.
Okay, secretary's calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace is present. Christina Avalos?
Here.
Christina is present. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek is here.
Alan Beek is present.
Jose? Against.
Jose Benavides? Fred Blair?
Present.
Fred is present. Sandy Childs?
Here.
Sandy is present. Marisol Cruz. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Bella is present. Eric Jacobson.
Here.
Eric is present. Avelia Jones. Ali Lexa.
I believe you're requesting excused absence.
Got it. Rob Macon. Rob Macon, Barbara Marbach,
Barbara. I saw her phone labeled a minute ago. It seems to have disappeared. Okay, I don't know if she fell off.
Michael Novick.
Did you call Barbara Marbach? I have a bad connection. I'm present.
Okay, Barbara is present. Present. Michael is present. Oye Yippo.
Present.
Oye is present.
Present.
Myla Reason?
I'm here, thank you.
Myla is present. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Lawrence is present. Ziri Rideau?
Present.
Ziri is present. Paul Roberson?
Also requesting excused absence. He's back east, I think he said.
Okay, Paul is excused. Oscar Ulloa? Oscar Ulloa? Polina Vasiliev? Polina? Polina Vasiliev?
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Polina's present. Beth Von Guten?
Present.
Beth Von Guten is present. Harvey Wasserman?
I believe he also requested an excused absence.
Okay. Carlos Zavala?
Present.
Okay. Carlos is present. Going back, Rob Macon? Rob Macon? Avelia Jones? Jose Benavides? Jose Benavides? Okay, Marisol Cruz. Okay, that's it.
Okay, I believe we do have a quorum. Is that right? At least 13?
16 present.
16, great. Thank you. Lawrence, you have a hand up?
Yes, I'd like to request to do a Lambeck acknowledgement, if that's appropriate, Chair.
Sure, go ahead. And
thank you. I just want to acknowledge this off to the ancestors of Fernando Velasquez. I also like to acknowledge that we are in unceded Tomba land, and I want to acknowledge all the relatives, all the indigenous relatives, first contact people, settlers that are participating on this land. Also like to raise up the highlight the issue of compassionate release for Leonard Peltier. I like to honor the four directions, the west, east, south, and the north, and that we, as Lydia Ponce will say, that we be better relatives today and that we comport ourselves as best as we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. So this is a continuation meeting, and really our only business is to receive, verify, and ratify the results of the balloting, the voting we did. Are there any other members of the local station board present who didn't hear themselves called? Ali, have your hand. Oh, Ali Alexa, yeah, thank you. Can you note Ali's presence, Ralph? Bella DeSoto?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I wanted to know if we are going to read the mission statement. I am ready to read it.
I don't really think it's necessary, Bill. This is a continuation meeting, the second continuation meeting in February. We read it in February. We read it again at the first continuation meeting. I think we have
a brief amount of business. Thank you. And
we'll just proceed with it. I don't think that Terry Goodman is here. Am I correct? Or I didn't see him. But John Gary was or is. Terry, are you here? Terry Goodman? Chief Teller? John Gary, what happened to him? He was on earlier.
I see him on. He's muted.
Okay, he's putting something in the chat. Hang on, let me open the chat. John Gary, can you speak? You seem to be the only teller here. You have to unmute yourself, John. Yeah, John.
I'm here, Mr. Chair.
Are you in a position to report the? I know everyone did receive them, but for the stream, maybe you could report the results of the balloting.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that right now, if that's all right.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm reading from the teller's report of February 26, 2022. The first contest is PNB Audit Committee. That was a two-seat contest. The winners were Fred Blair and Bella DeSoto. Fred Blair won with 7 votes in the second round. Bella DeSoto won with 6.25 votes in the fourth round. The next contest is Committee of Inclusion Initial Director. There was one candidate, Abelia Jones. He received 14 votes and was elected in the first round. The next contest is Committee of Inclusion Initial Non-Director Members. Now, Terry used the word initial because I believe members can be added to this committee later, but this election is for the first set, which is a director member and 3 non-director members.
Yeah, that's right. Once they're constituted, they can add additional people to the committee, either directors, delegates, or non-members of the LSB entirely.
So in this election, Paul Roberson was elected in the first round with 6 votes. Marcel Cruz was elected in the first round with 6 votes. Bella DeSoto was elected in the third round by 4.36 votes. And that was 3 seats available on that contest. Now, on the PNB Elections Committee election, there were 2 seats available, but we had, there's a tie that has to be resolved. And Terry Goodman has calculated the results. There are 2 different
scenarios.
Well, actually, there are 2 different. The results are the same, but with a different amount of votes. And so, in option one, there's 2 options. This is for PNB Elections Committee. In option one, there was a the tie was a tie in the second round between Christina Avalos and Grace Aaron. They were tied in the second round. And according to Terry Goodman, if Grace Aaron loses the tie in the second round, the 2 winners will be Michael Novick and Myla Reason. And if Christina Avalos loses the tie in the second round, Michael Novick and Myla Reason will be elected, but they'll each be elected with different amount of votes and in different rounds. So so this is something that Terry Goodman wanted, wants the, well, it's up to the, well, it's up to the board either to accept, well, it's up to the board. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
We'll go on to the next, well, let's go, I'll finish.
Well, let me ask, are people, let me ask, is there any, does the board feel there's any need to hold a coin toss to decide to break that tie, and since it would have no different on the outcome? Is there any?
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto.
Go ahead, Bella.
I think so.
Okay, you think what?
Chair, before
that, there should be a coin toss.
Okay, it makes no difference in the outcome.
Obviously, if Christina or Grace lose on the second round, it does make a difference, doesn't it, John P. Gary?
No. The elected will be same, and in both options that Cherry outlined, Michael Novick and Myla Reason will be elected.
Elected.
They'll be elected in different rounds with different totals because.
Got it.
The fractions that will be transferred will be different depending on who wins the toss. Now, before Mr. Chair, before we go into more discussion, could I just read the other content?
Sure, go ahead.
So we don't, PNB Governance Committee, two seats available. Christina Avalos, as a write-in candidate, was elected with 8 votes in the first round. Marisol Cruz was elected with 10 votes in the fourth round. And we also have a tie in the PNB Programming Committee. There was a tie in the second round between Oscar Ulloa and Christina Avalos. In option one that Mr. Goodman details, if Avalos loses the tie in the second round, Ziri Rideau and Grace Aaron would be elected. If Oscar Ulloa loses the tie in the second round, Ziri Rideau and Grace Aaron would be elected. So in both these options, the winners would be the same, but they
magic
would each
potions,
have a different
magic potions and lotions.
They would each have different totals and they would be elected in different rounds, but the results would be the same. And so, that concludes the contest. If you want to know what, there's more information in the report. If you want to see what people, what a number of first place votes they received in the first round, you can go through because those results are different than the final results. Because sometimes people, when people went in the second round, that their final number is different than what they received in the first round because fractions are added. So people who don't win in the first round may end up, well, their count will be elevated and they might win in later rounds. In fact, we had one winner who selected as late as the fifth round. So the first round is listed, but it'll be different than the final. And that's all in the report. You just have to scroll down.
Yeah.
And also please review, also this method of election only works with the board's participation. So please review the report, confirm that each of your selections is recorded accurately by the tellers. So you can actually see, you can actually count each of the individual, you can see all the ballots, but they're with anonymized code. So you can rerun the election yourself, and you can also confirm that your choices were recorded accurately. And,
thank you. Yeah, let me just recapitulate for people how that works. So it is what's called a STV ballot, single transferable vote. Each member of the board can vote, has one vote to cast, and puts their choices for that vote in rank order. And the first person on each ballot for each position gets that vote. Once that first round is tallied, then we see, is anyone eliminated? If someone is eliminated entirely, then the vote, the second choice for the, on the ballots that were cast for that person are distributed to each of the second choices. if someone is wins with more than enough votes that are needed to be selected, then a fractional percentage of their vote is distributed among the second choices on those ballots. And it takes usually several rounds to finally determine the winners. In this case, I do want to ask John, is the order of the finish any different between in the two ties? In other words, is the same person elected first and the same person elected second in both versions? And as he said, all the members of the local station board got, an extensive report from the tellers with each of us put a code on our ballot so that we can identify it later on. So in addition to that, the actual ballots were included in a zip file. All that's going to the PNB secretary and our secretary, and the results will be added to the minutes and posted on KPFDX for other people to peruse if they want to. Also, please note that Avelia Jones joined us. Ralph, she put in the chat that she's present. Oh, maybe you could just call her name so we can hear from her.
Avelia Jones, are you present?
I'm present.
Okay, got you.
Thank you, Michael.
Paul Robertson is present as well.
Oh, good, Paul. Thank you. You had asked for an excused absence, so. Glad you're here.
It snowed out here, so I'm not going nowhere.
Okay, I got you, Paul.
Thank you. Any other members of the LSB who missed the roll call? Okay, so I don't believe that. I think in both cases of the ties, the same order. People were elected in different rounds than they had been, but one was elected first and one was elected second. The same one.
That's correct, Mr. Chair. They were they were elected in different rounds, but in both of them, each candidate won same relative to the other. In both the PNB Elections Committee, Michael Novick was elected ahead of Myla Reason, and in PNB Programming, Ziri Rideau was elected before Grace Aaron. I take it back. Ziri Rideau and Grace Aaron were in one option, both elected in the fourth round. So they were both in one option. They were both elected in the fourth round. And in the other option, they were elected in different rounds and with different totals, but they both exceeded the group threshold and were elected.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Bella.
Thank you. I've had my hand up. And so just wanted to ask John P. Gary, was Ziri Rideau on the second round elected before Grace? That you did not give. And what happened at the governance committee? At the governance committee, originally Marisol Kuss and myself were elected. On the second election, apparently I'm not there. I was not elected. Marisol Kuss was, and was Christina Avalos a write-in? On the governance. We cannot hear
you're
you.
You're muted, John, you have to unmute.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. Christina Avalos was a write-in candidate. That's indicated with the capital letters WI in brackets next to her name in the listing of the ballots. Yes, she was a write-in candidate. She was elected with 8 in the first round. Now, you had other questions, Bella.
Yes.
I think you said, well, I haven't compared the results of this election with the results of the first time the election, the first vote. I haven't compared those two. And if they're different, they're different. Because this is a revote. These are newly cast ballots. These aren't the
vote
ballots.
My question was for Ziri and Grace on the programming. Did Ziri come in first before Grace? I know you said on the second scenario she did. What about the first? Or the first or the second? Can you clarify that?
Okay, you're asking me when, on which round she was elected?
She's asking the two different versions with the, because there was a tie for other candidates, depending on who was eliminated in the tie. You said in one case they both were elected on the, I think you said the fourth round, and in the other case they were elected in different rounds, depending on who was eliminated in the tie.
Correct. So what's the question exactly, please?
In which order, in each scenario, did Ziri Rideau come in before Grace Aaron?
In both
scenarios, in which order?
Okay, in option one, Ziri Rideau was elected in the fourth round, and Grace Aaron was elected in the fourth round. Does that answer your question?
Thank you, yes.
Okay, and in option two, Ziri Rideau was elected in the third round. Grace Aaron was elected in the fifth round.
Okay, so she came in first before Grace and both.
She was elected.
Thank you.
In option one, they were elected in the same round.
I just wanted the order.
That doesn't mean they had the same total in the first round. They were elected in the fourth round.
I wanted the order only. The order. Thank you, John P. Garrett.
All right. Thanks, Bella. Myla's had a hand up for a while. Go ahead, Myla.
Oh, thank you. First of all,
Rob Macon joined us also.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. Thank you. I want to, first of all, acknowledge the great work that our volunteer election tellers do. What a service you guys provide for Pacifica and KPFK. Very reliable, and so we can have great confidence in results. I appreciate that. And I would like to move that this local station board ratify the results of this election now so that we can be respectful of everybody's time. We're busy people. We've got a lot to do, and we need to get on with our day. So let's ratify.
I second the motion.
Thank you. All right, so moved and seconded, moved by Mother Reese and seconded by Ali Alexa, and it's helpful that people would identify themselves as we've asked when they move or second. Any objections to voting on this? Hearing none, are there any objections to ratification? Do we require a roll call?
Bella objects.
Okay. All right, Ralph, why don't you just call the roll? Well, let me ask, we'll take public comment before we actually vote. Any members of the public have anything they wish to say?
Kim,
go ahead.
Can you read the results again? I got audit, I got committee of inclusion, and then I just got too wonky for PNB elections and after that. So what are the results you're voting on?
Okay, John, you want to read those again, starting with audit?
Would you like
just
me to
the
read
final results?
Just the winners?
Yes.
PNB Audit Committee, Fred Blair, Bella DeSoto. Committee of Inclusion, Initial Director, Abelia Jones. Committee of Inclusion, Initial Non-Directors, Paul Roberson, Marisol Cruz, Bella DeSoto. PNB Elections Committee had a tie in the second round,
just the results.
Michael Novick, Myla Reeson. PNB Governance Committee.
Wait, Michael Novick and Myla Reeson are on the committee. So what happened to Avalos and Grace?
I haven't finished with their name. Well, maybe their name will come up again. I'm not sure. PNB Governance Committee.
Wait. For PNB elections, who is on the committee?
Michael Novick and Myla Reeson. The tie between the other two had no effect on the outcome. The tie was lower down in the rankings. It's only a question of who would be discounted first to eliminate. So their second choices would be
okay,
you know,
hear about
considered.
That. So So it's just Myla and you who are on the committee.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Continue, John.
Was that all that?
Governance? Right. Did you have?
Okay, PNB Governance Committee, Christina Avalos, Marisol Cruz. PNB Program Committee was a tie, both results in Ziri Rideau and Grace Aaron. And those are all the contests.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so again, all of this will be posted along with the minutes up on KPFDX once we approve the minutes, probably at our next meeting, because this has to be incorporated into the minutes since this is the second continuation of February's meeting. And the tellers did provide a zip file with the actual images of all the ballots that were cast, as well as the representation that they made in the text of the file itself.
What was that last one again? John P. Geary, the last one?
PNB Programming Committee.
PNB Program. Okay, the PNB Programming Committee was a tie, but both results are Ziri Rideau, Grace Aaron, and Terry Goodman emailed the zip file, I believe, on February 26th, if you can go back that far.
She's not a member. She's not a member of the board.
Okay.
Well, this is to remind the if the members want to review it, the zip file was emailed by Terry Goodman to the board. At Saturday, February 26th at 7:36 p.m. It's called 2022 KPFK PNB Committee Elections Revote. It has the zip that you can download, and it also has a text of the entire report in the body of the email, which is what I'm reading from right now.
All right, thanks. I see your hand, Bella, but we're actually taking public comment now, and I have call-in user 2. I assume that's a member of the public. You have it on the phone with your hand up.
I guess that's me.
Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So hello, everyone, and thank you for taking time out of your Sunday to take care of some Pacifica business. I wanted to make a couple of different points. I'll start talking about the PNB committees, which, if you heard the PNB meeting at which they discussed this, shows evidence of several problems, and including the fact that folks, they don't seem to know the bylaws. The initial proposal for most of these committees excluded delegates completely, although the bylaws are very clear that except for certain special formulated committees, all PNB committees must include at least 2 delegates and at least 1 director. A certain group on the board has decided long ago that at least 1 director is the same as only 1 director. So that has been the rule, but that too can be changed by people who are serious about inclusion, and I mean including people of different views, not just different hues. That's 1. And 2, there's this foul committee that was pushed in by a bunch of people who were leaving the board either because they were term limited or because they had attempted to take over the network using the New Day proposal. That comes up with 25 people serving as a, quote, advisory committee with 5-year terms, which is longer than the term of any elected delegate. The process for how these people are identified, selected, and then placed into these onto this committee is unclear to me. I urge you to have your PNB members send you that motion and to pay attention when it's up. Mr. Chair, since there seem to be a lot of people on, is it possible I might finish my statement?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Doreen's gone way over.
Okay, thank you, Myla. But we have, normally 30 minutes of public comment, but we're not going to take 30 minutes. But let her finish her statement, please.
Okay, thanks. So I really urge folks to read that motion. All that time, energy, and money spent over the last 2 years to put in an unidentified group of people larger than any LSB with longer terms than any elected LSB member is truly problematic. And if there's another opportunity, I have something else I'd like to add. But that's it for committee work. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Is there additional public comment?
Yes.
All right.
Stack.
I hear somebody before me.
Okay, hang on a second, Kim. 832 area code, you wanted to speak?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to add to this new advisory committee that the PNB has started with 25 members. It has a rule that the PNB has to approve these people and can remove them. So this committee will be a PNB majority committee. Think about that. Doesn't sound democratic to me. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I'm a little confused. If it's 25 members, are you saying that a majority of the members are from the PNB? And if so, is that a quorum of the PNB? If that would be a problem.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the PNB will be able to approve these members that want to be on this committee, and they can remove them. So the PNB majority will have control over this committee, this advisory committee for 5-year term. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm wondering if one of the directors, I see Lawrence Reyes has a hand up, so I'd like to ask one of the directors to clarify this before we go on. My understanding is that all...
Point of order. We're way off the agenda. This discussion is not on the agenda.
Thank you. I take your point of order. We'll proceed with business in a moment. I just want to hear...
I'm going to call the vote here. This is ridiculous.
Mr. Chair.
Right. Myla, excuse me. You can't call the vote if you want to appeal the ruling of the chair. The chair wants to hear from a director regarding this question.
I'm going to appeal the ruling of the chair. Thank you. It's ridiculous.
All right. I'm sorry. Myla's appealing my ruling that we're going to hear from one of the directors in response to the public comment. A yes vote upholds the chair, and we'll hear from a director in relation to the public comment, and a no vote, we would proceed to voting on the ballot ratification. Can you call the roll, Ralph?
Okay, calling the roll to uphold the chair. Grace Aaron?
Abstain.
Christina Avalos?
I'm confused. Can you come back with me, to me?
Okay.
Yeah, just to clarify, the chair ruled that we could hear from a director in response to the question that was raised in the public comment regarding this committee that was set up by the PNB. If you uphold the chair, we'll hear from one of the directors about that. If the chair is overruled, we'll just go ahead to the vote on our verification of the ballots, ratification of the ballots, and end the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. It would be no.
Okay, Christina votes no. Alan Beek?
Votes yes.
Alan votes yes. Jose Benavides? Oh, he's absent. Okay, Fred Blair?
Abstain.
Fred abstains. Sandy Childs?
No.
Sandy votes no. Bella DeSoto?
Yes.
Bella votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Evelia Jones?
No.
Evelia is no. Ali Lexa?
No.
Ali votes no. Barbara Marbach?
No.
Barbara is a no. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Michael votes yes. Oye Oyeyepo?
No.
Oye votes no. Myla Reeson?
No.
Myla is a no. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Ziri Rideau?
Yes.
Ziri is a yes. Paul Roberson?
Abstain.
Paul abstains. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Lena votes yes. Beth Von Gunten?
Abstain.
Beth abstains. Carlos Zavala?
No.
Carlos votes no. Okay, one moment.
Michael, we can hear you keyboarding.
Sorry.
Seven yes votes, eight no votes, four abstentions. Let me double check.
Rob Macon votes yes. Rob Macon votes yes. Sorry.
Okay, Rob Macon votes yes. Then it's eight yes, eight no, and four abstentions. So it's a tie.
The chair has the chair voted?
Yeah. Yeah, the chair voted yes.
Failed.
So,
a chair, a point of order.
Yes, go ahead. What's your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
I believe that in Robert's rules of order, the chair prevails in tie.
Okay. Well, do you want to say, in that case, you want to say something briefly about the this new committee that was set up, what its composition is?
Yes, I will. And if my colleagues want to also chime in, they're more than welcome to. I have concerns about that committee as well. And the sense of the new directors on the PNB are also concerned. We are going to engage in a discussion at the next meeting in regards to this motion. I will send a motion, or Beth and I, or Ali, we'll send a motion that was made to the LSB. I will send it to the officers, as I always do. And this way, this was held in open session, so it's not proprietary information. This is a very concerning motion, and a lot of the directors expressed a concern about this motion. So I voted against it, so I cannot move to reconsider, but I am talking to other directors to have the motion reconsider and to have it vetted by the governance committee, the PNB governance committee, because feel it has far-reaching implications in regards to membership rights.
All right, thanks. My question was, I'm sorry, Sue, you have to mute yourself, please. My question was about the composition of the committee. Does the committee include PNB members and non-members?
No, it does not include PNB members. It's members that are not PNB members.
So it's a PNB committee with no directors on it at all?
Right, and they are to report. I don't have the motion in front of me.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move to the vote now on the ratification of our ballots.
Mr. Chair, ballot DeSoto.
Excuse me, Chair. Kim Kaufman was on the stack for public comment.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Thank you. Kim, did you have additional public comment before we vote?
I
did. Go ahead. Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll add you as well, Raymond.
Thank you.
First of all, I'm unaware of the motion or the Roberts rules that Lawrence decided that in a tie, whichever way the chair votes prevails. The chair voted. And
no, he's saying the chair's ruling prevails, not the way the chair voted. It was a motion to overrule the chair. If a motion to overrule the chair fails, then the chair is upheld. Anyway, go on with the rest of your comments.
Okay. I just a little historical information here. There was a couple of years where two directors were on each committee. Serene had the majority on the national, they changed it so two directors could be on each PNB committee. And these committees were so huge, they failed to meet the quorum a majority of the time, and it was just a disaster. So I'm not advocating for either interpretation. I'm just saying that that's what happened when it wasn't the way it was now. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you. Raymond Goldstein.
Yes, I'm off topic with this comment, and if the chair prefers, I will wait.
The public is not restricted on their comments. They can say anything they want to, and we take public comment. Just go ahead.
My counselor,
go ahead, please, Raymond.
It's my understanding just moments ago that with the chair's vote, it was a tie. And someone's saying that given that the motion passed because the chair, even though the chair's vote was cast, can rule opposite to the result.
Okay, my understanding of what was said is that there was an attempt to basically to appeal the ruling of the chair. So if the majority had agreed with that, the chair would have been overruled. Since the majority did not, there was no majority on that. We just we went to a comment from the director to respond to the public comment asking about this new national advisory committee that was set up. And at this point, that's been exhausted, and we're going to the vote on...
Mr. Chair, number two.
I think I have...
Yeah, call it.
Sue Stack.
If I'm recognized, otherwise not.
I'm sorry, who is that?
It's Raymond. I didn't complete my time.
Oh, okay. Please finish.
Yes, I have been receiving email from the outreach committee. But none of those emails is signed. It's simply from the outreach committee, which I find troublesome. It also announces certain things, including a publication, change links, or something like that. It's not clear to me whether those announcements are APFK Pacifica announcements, and whether that committee can adopt non-Pacifica matters with impunity. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I see Sue Cohn Johnson and Cohn User 2. Is that somebody who hasn't commented yet on the phone with a hand up?
I spoke earlier. I'd like a second shot. Okay.
Well, I think we're going to just hear from Sue and then go to a vote. Thank you. Sue, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just worried about this NPAC, NPAC advisory council, that it'll be like a kitchen cabinet, that they'll have plenty of people to be around and advising and influencing the PNB, which supposedly is prohibited by the bylaws, but I haven't found it in the bylaws yet. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. There is a comment in the chat, and I'll read it. It's a quote from, the motion at the PNB that created the NPAC. The members of the NPAC shall be nominated twice a year, once in February and once in September, for a term of no more than 5 years by members of the PNB, and the PNB will vote on each nominee whether to accept or remove that person as a member of the NPAC. Current members of the Pacifica Governance and current Pacifica Management are not eligible. No more than 12 people may be elected to the NPAC at any one time. There should be a limit of 25 people as members of the NPAC, but that can be revised in a future amendment to this policy. So it seems to me that flies in the face of STV voting for all positions, but we'll leave that for future time. So we are going to move to a vote on the...
Michael, there's another public comment in the chat that somebody is asking about the resignation of the GM, which perhaps you should announce to the public. Like, why isn't that being mentioned? To mention that the GM resigned on Friday?
Okay, I apologize. We did talk about it at the personnel committee meeting, which was open to the public. But yes, the GM did announce his resignation effective Friday and has resigned. Our assumption is that the executive director will be appointing an interim general manager probably immediately, because somebody has to be in that position by the FCC rule. So I'm assuming that by tomorrow, Monday, when business opens, someone will be in the interim general manager position. Whether that, you know, how long that person would fill the role, I don't know, up to the ED. There was a search, obviously, that resulted in the current general manager, but that was conducted by a different local station board and with a different executive director, and many of the people in that pool no longer available. So the personnel committee did meet Friday and recommended to the local station board. This will be taken up at the general meeting, the regular business meeting on March 20th, to create a GM search committee of 11 members, and we'll be dealing with that on the 20th.
Can I call the question, please?
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so is there any objection to verifying and ratifying the results of the our balloting for the various PNB committees and the Committee of Inclusion, which include direct...
Mr. Chair, Ballot DeSoto objected.
Okay.
And caller number two wanted to finish her comment from the
public.
Yeah,
but we took, we had extensive public comment, Bella, and we had a round from everybody, so we're not going to go in for second comments.
And Sue has her hand up again.
She explained that she wanted to make a second comment, and I said we were not taking second comments. So we're going to, Ralph is going to, since you're objecting, we'll have a roll call vote on ratification of the results. Ralph?
Okay, this is the secretary on the vote to ratify the results. Grace Aaron? Grace Aaron, how do you vote?
I muted Grace earlier. She has to unmute herself because there was a lot of noise coming over her line. Maybe you can come back to her.
All right. Christina Avalos?
Yes.
Christina votes yes. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes to ratify.
Alan Beek is a yes. Brett Blair?
Pass.
Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella votes no. Eric Jacobson?
I'll pass.
Eric passes. Avelia Jones?
Yes.
Avelia votes yes. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali votes yes. Rob Macon?
Yes.
Rob is a yes. Elizabeth Marbach?
It's Barbara Marbach, and I vote
yes. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Excuse me. Barbara votes yes. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Michael votes yes. Oye Oyipo? Oye Oyipo?
Yes.
Sorry about that. Oye votes yes. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Pass.
Lawrence passes. Ziri Rideau?
Yes.
Ziri votes yes. Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Paul votes yes. Melina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Melina is yes. Beth von Gunten?
Abstain.
Is that an abstain?
Yes, that's an abstain. Thank you.
Okay, Beth abstains. Carlos Zavala?
Yes, to ratify.
Carlos votes yes. Coming back, Grace Aaron. Grace Aaron, are you with us?
She's muted, Michael. You got to ask her to unmute. She did put a thumbs up.
Okay, I'll come back to her. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Fred votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence votes yes.
Lawrence votes yes.
Grace has unmuted. Maybe you can call on her again.
Yeah. Grace, sorry. I vote yes.
Grace votes yes. Okay, one moment. I have 18 yes votes, one no vote, and one abstention.
Okay, thank you. So those results are ratified. And that was our only order of business. I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. And we'll
motion
leave it.
To adjourn, Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto.
Okay, any objections? I'm putting some information in the chat, so I'm going to leave it open for a minute. Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.